So, of course, we got sidetracked on
blenders.
Blenders and sorghum ritas. But to finish up our list, to help guys out because we need it, gifts to not buy girlfriends or wives.
True. Yes, that's how it all got started.
That's it. The losing weight thing, the lawnmower thing.
Small appliances.
And tires for the car. Okay. Do not buy anything that you bought by calling a toll-free number you saw on television late at night when most people are asleep. Do not give her cash. Sure, money is nice, but just kind of handing some 20s over is not a very thoughtful gift. No pre-made gift baskets of anything that would include things like, I don't know, smelly things or lotions or shampoos or hazelnut blend, whatever. Okay.
Well, wait, were we talking shampoo or coffee there? I mean,
well, oh, there's a
big difference.
Oh, there's hazelnut. Sure, there's hazelnut shampoo. Never heard. You never smelled hazelnut shampoo?
I have. No. Okay. Oh, I have.
Oh, okay. Good.
And also, don't get her the same thing you got her last year, even if she liked it, okay? And again, all these bets are off if she tells you that's what she wants, okay? Now, it wouldn't hurt to ask. You really can. You don't have to be a mind reader. Just ask and say,
"Well, tell me what you want for Christmas?"
Hey, it's time for the 12 days of Christmas and how much that costs now.
Yeah.
Nearly $2,000 more than last year because of the cost of gold going up in the five gold rings. The PNC Financial Group does this every year. Total price tag has increased 9% to $21,400. The $1,900 increase represents the second highest jump ever. In past years, the price of five gold rings has gone up 30%. The eight maids of milking is still at minimum wage. That's a good deal. If you want to just get your favorite day, maybe you could do that. Just have eight maids of milking show up.
Yeah.
That'd go over well.
Remember The Office last year.
Yes. Yeah. Nine ladies dancing. That was up 15%. 10 lords of leaping is up 8%. The 11 pipers piping and the 12 drummers drumming, both up 3%.
And that wouldn't be 23 annoying people at all,
no,
right there.
No, no, no. I don't think that'd be a problem at all. I think it'd be well represented. Hello.
Hello. Just remember, though, it's about to be the 20 days of Whataburger.
Hello.
Yes.
Does that include union wages or non-union wages?
Yeah, that's union. That's the reason that the drummers and the pipers went up some, but just not a whole lot. Hey, Sarah Palin was in Houston yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was.
She shopping or what?
No, I think she was doing the book thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
of course she was.
She was signing books. Mm-hmm. By the way, Sarah isn't as down to earth as she makes people believe. Star Magazine reports that, well, Sarah has some demands when it comes to the old speaking engagements. For instance, first-class travel on a private jet, only a Lear 60 or bigger.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, a suite and two single rooms at a luxury hotel, pre-screened questions if she's taking them from the audience, and two bottles of water with bendable straws.
Well, we want her in charge.
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
And bendable straws.
Bendable straws. That's exactly right. Can't, because after all, flexibility, it's all about that. Okay, here's our list of the most fascinating people that Barbara Walters will be talking to. Sandra Bullock.
Ah.
Justin.
Don't ask her about that.
That tattooed
up ex-husband really running around on her.
Justin Bieber.
Duh. Of course, yeah.
And Betty White.
What kind of a tree are you?
Yeah,
a really old one.
Yeah, they've landed some of the most popular year-end countdowns, broadcasters, and Barbara Walters has got that in here. Okay, here's who else we got. Sarah, the aforementioned Sarah.
Uh-huh.
LeBron James.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer Lopez. The cast of the MTV reality series Jersey Shores. Kate Middleton, whose engagement to the British Prince William was announced earlier this month. Barbara's pick of the most fascinating persons will be revealed on her annual list. Oh, these are the semi-finalists, I guess. Last year, I know we all remember who was in the top spot. Be Michelle Obama.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Remember? Remember that? Yeah, okay, good.
No.
Okay.
Don't remember that.
Did you do the story about the the Buffalo Bills receiver who dropped the football and blamed God, dropped the touchdown pass?
I didn't do, actually. The story was on Fox, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what he tweeted after the fact.
Yeah. Apparently, he changed his tune.
He said he prayed every day. Why did God
right,
do that to
right.
him?
He said, I praise you 24/7. How could you do this to me?
Right.
Okay,
first it was
of all,
a bad drop if you saw it, though.
Well,
I mean, it
okay.
was right in his hands.
Excuse me, it's football, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks sorry,
a lot.
God had other things on his schedule that
yes,
day. Than,
I, well, no, I mean, really, if that guy can't catch that ball, I mean, okay. really.
God help him, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, goodness gracious.
Anyway, Monday he changed his tune. No, I did not blame God, people. Seriously, come on. I simply cried out and asked why.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're not going to get into a theological discussion, but geez, it's football, okay? It's just football. All right, so you want to talk about overdrafts, or you want to talk about what?
Yeah, God saw the replay and said, "You dropped that thing."
Yeah, oh, really?
I was really paying attention to something else. I thought you'd have that one for sure.
Yeah. I figured you could handle that one by yourself.
Yeah, when it hits you between the numbers, pal, come on.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, I was going to say, God's plenty busy with his own team right now.
Yeah, that's true.
I heard what you did there.
Nice. Yeah. They got that new coach. What do you want, right? All right. All right, so do we want to talk about overdrafts or do we want to talk about gift cards? I mean, you know, one's more pleasant than the other, that's for sure. We're just trying to help you out because there are people who are going to...
Overdrafts are $365 a year.
Yeah. Well,
but this is gift card time, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, it was the gift card thing is much more pleasant because the other one is it's a lecture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here we go. Holiday shoppers will no doubt be picking up gift cards because they're convenient for friends and the ones that you truly love. So count yourself among the really, really fortunate if you get gift cards from, here are the top 10. Number 10, Walgreens.
Yeah.
Number 9.
They do have a little bit of everything.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
Number 9, Starbucks. Number 8, Best Buy. Number 7, give this one, Costco, since we don't have one here.
Mm. Yeah, really? Knock yourself out there, sweet pea.
Yeah, go do that. Yeah, let's see. Number 6 is Lowe's. Number 5 is Home Depot. Number 4 is Visa. Goes anywhere, right?
Yeah.
Number 3 is Target. Number 2 is Amazon. And number 1 is Walmart. That's the number 1. That's the number 1 list.
Right? You can pretty much buy any of those at any grocery store.
Yeah, they've started doing that, haven't they?
Yeah, I mean, I guess they've been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
But it's amazing, the rack of cards there, just about everything.
Once again, so you can give a gift card for a business that's not here.
Yeah.
Just perfect. And buy that from a company that's not based here. Yeah, that's spending at home. That's good.